Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Marcy Ann. And I've tried for the last 5 or 6 days, however long it's been since there was the attempt of assassination of Donald Trump. I thought I'd kind of try to wait till things calm down a little bit and then we could have a discussion. But every day, something else. And I kind of think this is the way it's going to be until this. So I'm just going to go ahead with my show. And whoever has time to take a listen, I want to welcome you. I have on my heart the fact that the true gospel of Jesus Christ has never been preached. And I speak as a lifelong member of a Christian church, and all the things, and coming here up in the end of, you know, the remaining years of my life here on earth, I realized that my entire lifetime, I had never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and everything that I had been taught was not true. You know, that's a hard thing to accept, that you've lived your whole life, you've raised 3 children, you taught them these things that were taught to you, and you did it in faith, believing that you were doing the right thing. And then to find out that it's all just a big fabrication, and it was just all politics. Apparently, this has been ever since Adam and Eve stepped out of the garden. man became what he thought. He was separated from God. And so then he felt on his own and, you know, and was pretty scared. Be out here in this sea of all the other kingdoms were already operating. We're the newest kingdom here on earth. We're really just babies, and we're not even 2 years old yet. And so when I think about it like that, I don't get as discouraged or as sad, you know, because of what we've created, because we have been creating our life based on lies. And at some point in the laws of God, those inconsistencies and mistakes have to be corrected due to the law of polarity. And I made a list here of the ones I kind of want to discuss. And the very first one is the doctrine of original sin. Now, I have done shows on this before, and I believe it's the most damaging of all of the ideas about why Jesus came, why Jesus did what he did. And it all goes back to that original idea that Adam made a mistake, and God separated himself from him, and then he had to send Jesus to take care of that. And but we were born sinners, and that is not true. We were not born sinners. We're born sons of God in the same rights of inheritance that the son of a king or queen has. It's automatic. You don't qualify for it. You don't have to do anything to get it. It's part of your intrinsic what you are. If you're born the son of a king, you will be king. And that's what the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the Hallelujah Chorus meant. Jesus is the King of Kings. And the kings are you and me. And we've never been taught that. We've never been taught that we also are sons of God. We're born a son of God. It's part of those inalienable rights they talk about in the Constitution. That's where that comes from, the fact that we are born as a son of God. Everybody is. So that's where we have to kind of get to, is where we all realize we're one great big family and we're all the sons and daughters of God, and we all have responsibilities, and it's up to us to find out who we are and why we're here, and then do our job, and then whether you ascend or whether you go through reincarnation. The other thing that comes with being born a son of God is eternal life. You're alive from that moment on forever and ever. So this all started about the 300s AD after the death of Jesus. The story that's never told is that because of the crucifixion, most of the disciples and the people that followed Jesus were afraid to continue to follow him. As long as they could get the free food and, get the healings and the other benefits of being with somebody that had taken dominion over all things, which was what God commanded Adam to do, they went with the program, and that's still true today. People will follow along with someone or something to get the benefits that you'll get from being a part of that group or that in that person's cabinet, so to speak. And so pretty much what people said about Jesus, there were a lot of other men that claimed to be from God and having the wisdom of God, being an avatar of the truth, to be Messiah. That was common in that day. And so it wasn't anything unusual to the people of that day, like it would be if somebody showed up here. And we found out what happened if somebody would show up again here. It's like, those people that are talking about Jesus coming again. We've already had a test on that with Jimmy Jones. And I happen to be a member of the church where he started out and where he preached and baptized people. He baptized my sister in the White River. And so I saw what happened to him. I believe crucifixion would just follow along with anybody that came along and said they were the Son of God and start doing some kinds of miracles to prove it. So because of the original sin, the doctrine of original sin, that was decided in this Nicene Council that Constantine, the emperor, the emperor of Rome, had in 325 AD. They decided that the best way to control the populace and to keep their authority that they already had with them. They couldn't let the people know they had the power themselves and the sovereignty of their soul as the Son of God. So they said, okay, you know, Adam sinned, and he lost the contract for the human race, and it made all of us sinners. You aren't. You are a son of God. Now, what does that mean? That we're sons of God. Everybody's sons of God. You know, they declared that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. They wanted the people to understand, yes, he came and he did all those things, and but, you know, he's the only one. It's like, don't you go thinking that you are going to be able to do all that. Time since 325 AD, nobody has. We should be having thousands and thousands of Jesuses here on the earth by now. We should have already been out exploring the space to set up other kingdoms for God. We're supposed to grow up. We don't sit on the pew on Sunday morning and listen to the preacher preach, sucking our thumb, waiting to die so we can go to heaven. That's not what the crucifixion's all about. That's not why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross, the reincarnation of Adam, setting that record straight, reopening the Garden of Eden, and getting rid of all the other things that had been created by man, such as hell, getting rid of all that. You never heard Jesus talk about sin and needing to be saved. He only talked about his mission that he had come to take care of and to so greatest deterrent to each person having self-value, to having the value of themselves, is this doctrine of original sin. And once you start to think in terms of you're not a sinner, God has never seen you as a sinner, you don't need to be saved from your sins to have fellowship with God, you're his child. Does a mom and dad that have a baby, when they bring it home from the hospital, do they not have anything to do with it if it, you know, wets its diaper? If you're a parent, just think about what would it take for you to separate yourself from a child down in your true mother, father heart. I've heard dads, you know, talk about being disappointed in their child that's just their ego talking, you know. That's not love. Love is, I love you, come let me kiss you and hold you, let me comfort you, let me feed you. That's love. And God never forsakes us no matter what. God never gives up. God wants to have an intimate one-on-one relationship with you, like in marriage, where all of your, where everything is discussed together. And because God is the creator of all things, we have that right then to ask about anything. Ask him about anything. I sit and have questions with God all the time. And I could share a lot of those intimate conversations, but I would rather that you're not me, so God isn't going to talk to you like he talks to me. I have a certain culture in the background that has to be taken into consideration to talk to me, and you do too. You have a certain culture and background. So God would talk to you within the parameters of your background, what you already know, what you need to know. It would be personal, intimate, very loving, very instructive. And you would come out of one of those conversations in an empowerment, in a new level of your empowerment, with a new understanding of your job here, what you're supposed to be doing, how you're going to shine forth the glory of God. We're the glory of God. It's housed in a mortal form. The Word made flesh and dwelling among all the others around here. And we're supposed to love each other and get along and help bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. God never said anything about dying and going to heaven, dying to get to heaven or where heaven was. Jesus said in the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, he taught him to pray. He said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Because you see, Adam was sent to earth to start the next level of life here. All the other kingdoms were in place, the mineral kingdom, the plant, animal kingdoms, and everything was prepared and perfect now to bring forth the next level, the next biological level of life, which was God's children in the image and likeness of God, which means we have, and there's some speculation, and I've asked God about this a lot of times, and I don't have a clear definition about this yet, but we have choice. And it's supposedly a experiment to see how well we do with our choices. Now, if you ask God, okay, why am I supposed to do this? What do you expect of me? What's the accomplishment desired? What are my rules and regulations for this? Then you'll be able to make good choices, because God has given all of us his spirit. And Jesus said in the gospel of Jesus Christ that he did all things by the power of, that I say what the Father tells me to say, I do what I am told by the Father to do. And that's what we're supposed to do. Because see, Jesus came to show us, what does the Son of God do? What does the Son of God say? How is our life supposed to be like? And we're supposed to be living here on earth in heaven. Now, I've pretty much got my life set up heavenly. I have all the things God promises us: peace, joy, pursuit of happiness, health, prosperity. I have all of it. I have all that promised to us. And I'm going to stay here on earth a little bit longer, at least through this next election, because God has shared some things with me about it that I want to see come to pass. And I want to help to bring it to pass. So why I wanted to do this series, because the United States is in a big battle right now between the understanding of what democracy is and the understanding of what freedom is. And the only true freedom comes through the Spirit of God on us, because that's the only way we're going to be in truth. And you see, our forefathers came over here from England, and they had been under the Church of England, which was had come out of the Roman Catholic Church that had set up this council in Nicaea that made all the rules, that all the new rules and regulations, none of which has the gospel of Jesus Christ incorporated in it. And I'm going to do a show about each one. But the doctrine of original sin is the most damaging, and that's what was the shifting sand that our Constitution was built on. They had a semblance of what it was supposed to be. I think every person feels down deep inside of themselves that desire to manifest who they are. And we'll only find that out in these one-on-one conversations that you have with God's Spirit in your own life, in your private bedroom. And that's where we have to preserve our freedom in our home and keep it free of the manipulations that political and corporate influences want to have in our life. Because we have the final say-so. That's the true freedom. We have the final say-so about what happens to us. And so that's why I wanted to start this during this time of the on our way to November, where we're going to have one of the most critical elections we have ever had. It will pretty much determine, after, you know, Jesus died on the cross to set us all free, to set up the innocency and debunk original sin, and America became the most powerful nation and most loving nation in the world with just a part of the truth. Can you imagine what we would be like if we had the whole truth, the whole gospel of Jesus Christ? No devil, no good and bad, no only good and very good. That's God, and where we release all judgment to God. God is the only one that has any power of judgment. We've got to quit judging everything. The doctrine of the Trinity, the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, the truth about abortion, the truth about reincarnation. See, the whole thing is corrupted. And so... today, I guess this is just sort of like an fiction. And God told me to do this spontaneously and not script. All my shows here on Blog Talk Radio have been scripted up until now. And God wanted me to do this spontaneously. And I'm giving it a try. I'm trying it. And he said he would be able to bring forth immediate truths if I would do it spontaneously and not like a week before the show, you know, start to write a script. He wants this to be right now. That's all we really have. It's right this minute. And I want you to know you were born a son of God. You don't need to be saved. You just need to grow up. We're not little children anymore. We need to grow up, find out what our job is, what area of the kingdom we're in charge of and learn how to do it and bring forth heaven here on earth. That's the message for today. I'm going to ring the bells. I used to do this all the time on my shows. These are the wonderful, huge bells down in the mission at San Juan Capistrano in California. And the first time I heard them, it just, it just was another part of having heaven here on earth. So until next time, I'm going to ring the bells.